Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three new movies from the UK, Hollywood, and Mexico about the class divide. There's a penniless orphan having a passionate affair with an upper-class Englishman, a London billionaire who intentionally disappears in Acapulco, and a bank robber who commandeers an ambulance on the streets of LA in order to protect his $16 million. Sundown, written and directed by Michel Franco. Neil, played by Tim Roth, is an Englishman on a holiday in Acapulco with his sister Alice, played by Charlotte Gainsbourg, and her two teenage kids. They're staying at a luxury resort, the kind of place where you never have to leave your private infinity pool, as the waiters will bring martinis directly to your lounge chair. They can watch locals diving off the cliff in exchange for petty change. Let them eat cake. Neil and Alice are the heirs to a vast fortune worth billions. But a shocking telephone call upsets their vacation plans, forcing them to fly back to London immediately. But Neil, claiming he left his passport at his hotel, doesn't get on the plane. Instead, he disappears, checking into a cheap local guest house. His days are spent drinking beer on Mexican beaches, and he soon hooks up with a beautiful woman named Berenice, played by Iazua Larios. But all is not well. Acapulco is a dangerous city with drive-in killings invading even the beachfront. His hotel is robbed, and he finds himself surrounded by petty criminals. Meanwhile, his sister is frantic with worry. Why has he not returned to London? What sort of a game is he playing? Is he trying to bilk her out of her share of the family fortune? Or, as he says, he has no interest in money at all. And why is he withdrawing from life? Sundown is a disturbing Mexican film about the class divide and how one man deals with it in his own way. Tim Roth plays Neil as an introvert trying to escape from everything. He barely speaks or makes decisions as his world collapses all around him. He endures crime, violence, and even jail with barely a visible reaction. But internally, he's plagued with bizarre hallucinations like giant hogs invading his mind space. While not nearly as upsetting as his previous film, New Order, in Sundown, Michel Franco once again probes the fear, corruption, and violence permeating the class divide in contemporary Mexico. Ambulance, directed by Michael Bay. Danny and Will Sharp are best friends and brothers. Will was adopted. They grew up together on the streets of LA, but took different paths as adults. Will, played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, stuck to the straight and narrow, joining the military, and is now married with a small child. Danny, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, took after their dad, a notorious bank robber who left many dead bodies in his wake. But good guys seem to finish last. Will's wife needs complex surgery, something he can't afford. He can barely feed the family, so he goes to Danny, cap in hand, asking for help. Danny agrees, as long as Will participates in what he calls a simple bank robbery that'll leave them rich beyond their wildest dreams. But the robbery goes south and they're forced to flee in an ambulance with a wounded cop and a paramedic named Cam, played by Eliza Gonzalez, trying to keep him alive. Can they escape with the $16 million without killing the cop? Ambulance is a two-hour chase scene disguised as a movie. As they race through the streets of LA, they're pursued by helicopters, police cars, and the FBI, trying to kill the bank robbers without killing the cop. Michael Bay is a director known for his trademark enormous explosions and spectacular car crashes. And he doesn't disappoint here. There are also some cool new camera tricks I've never seen before, like a drone camera hugging the side of a police station as it plunges many stories straight down toward the sidewalk. It almost made me carsick to watch this. But fancy camera work and lots of car crashes does not a movie make. And with a cookie cutter characters and ultra simplistic storylines like this, why go to a movie at all when you can have the same thing on a game like GTO? It's not that it's boring, it's just totally pointless. Mothering Sunday, directed by Eva Husson. It's England between the wars. Jane Fairchild, played by Odessa Young, is a teen orphan who earns her living as a maid. As her name shows, Fairchild, she was abandoned by her mother as a child. Her upper-class employers, played by Colin Firth and Olivia Colman, give her a holiday on Sundays every so often when they go for a picnic with their best friends. This gives Jane the chance to sneak away to spend time with her secret lover, Paul, played by Josh O'Connor, whose maid is also given the day off. It's a passionate relationship full of unbridled sex all around his family's mansion. Is this love or infatuation? Either way, it's no coincidence that Jane and Paul both have free time on the same day. Paul's parents and Jane's bosses are all meeting at the same picnic where Paul is heading to himself to make an important announcement. But something shocking happens on the way. Mothering Sunday is a beautiful film about a woman whose status gradually rises as she makes her way from house servant to independent writer. It's also about the lovers and partners she meets along her way. Although it starts slowly, the film becomes more and more interesting as the details and secrets of her life are gradually revealed. Odessa Young is amazing as Jane Fairchild, someone you can really identify with. Eva Husson is the French director, and this is the first thing by her I've ever seen, but she's really good. She knows how to subtly set up a scene and then turn it on its head with a shocking revelation. This is a relatively simple, low-budget movie, but I don't know, something about it really grabbed me and left me thinking about it months after I saw it. I really like this movie. Ambulance and Mothering Sunday both open this weekend. Check your local listings. Sundown is now playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.